Cringe Chorus, Maxine Dexter joins Portland seniors in ukulele sing-along of socialist protest song. By Jasmine Jordan on October 7, 2025. Representative Maxine Dexter, DOR, joined a group of senior citizens in Portland on Monday for a ukulele sing-along of Woody Guthrie's This Land Is Your Land, a folk song widely recognized for its socialist themes and roots in left-wing protest movements. Dexter shared a video of the event on social media with the caption, "This land belongs to all of us. It's not a war zone, it's home. Trump can't take that from us." The post showed Dexter among elderly participants strumming ukuleles and singing verses of the 1940 Guthrie song, repeating lines such as "This land is your land, and this land is my land." From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. In the video, demonstrators nearby held signs with messages such as "Support Ukraine and NATO," "Defend Democracy," and "No Kings." "This Land Is Your Land," written by Guthrie as a direct rebuttal to Irving Berlin's "God Bless America," was composed during the early 1940s as a protest anthem opposing private property and promoting collectivist ideals. Its lyrics include lines such as, "There was a big high wall there that tried to stop me. Sign was painted, said, private property, but on the back side, it didn't say nothing, this land was made for you and me." Guthrie, who wrote for the Daily Worker and performed at Communist Party events, was known as a fellow traveler in the far-left movement, according to prior coverage by Breitbart News. Watch, Ed Markey and Squad sing communist song "This Land Is Your Land." The song has continued to be embraced by today's Democrat Party. In 2021, Senator Ed Markey, DMA, accompanied by members of the Squad, led protesters in singing the same anthem outside the U.S. Capitol while referring to Guthrie as a socialist and communist. Guthrie's daughter, Nora, has said she supports the song's use by political figures aligned with left-wing causes. But she has objected to conservatives such as Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, invoking its lyrics. Dexter's participation in the Portland event came amid heightened tensions in the city following President Donald Trump's recent authorization of National Guard support to protect federal and Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) facilities from Antifa-linked riots. Oregon officials have sued to block the deployments, while Texas has sent 400 of its own National Guard troops after a federal judge barred Trump from calling up Oregon's forces. Trump on Monday criticized Democratic leaders in Portland and Chicago for wanting to inflame crime, calling the city a burning hellhole. Dexter, a first-term Democrat from Oregon, made headlines in February when she shouted, "We have to F Trump," during a rally on Capitol Hill organized by the American Federation of Government Employees to oppose the Trump administration's efforts to shrink the federal workforce. Watch, "We have to fuck Trump," Democrat Congresswoman's awkward attempt to blast Trump. In April, Dexter traveled to El Salvador with several House Democrats, including Reps. Robert Garcia, DCA, Maxwell Frost, DFL, and Yasemin Ansari, Diaz, to pressure Salvadoran President Nayib Bukele to release Kilmar Abrego Garcia, an accused MS-13 gang member deported under Trump's immigration orders. During the trip, Dexter claimed Trump had illegally abducted Abrego Garcia and described the deportation as a constitutional crisis. Subsequent reports revealed that the Democratic delegation stayed at the five-star Hilton San Salvador Hotel during their visit, and campaign finance records later showed Dexter's leadership PAC donating thousands of dollars to Democrats in competitive House districts shortly after the trip. The National Republican Congressional Committee accused those recipients of accepting radical contributions linked to the effort to free the suspected gang member.